On the morning of September 9, 1990, True Walls stepped outside and surveyed a morning sky that was the color of fire near the horizon. The earth was cracked beneath his feet, and the air was dry. It hadn't rained in more than 2 months. Dust clung to his boots as he made his way to the pickup he'd owned for more than 20 years. Like his footwear, the truck was covered in dust both inside and out. Beyond a fence topped with electric wire, an elephant pulled branches from a tree that had toppled earlier that morning. True paid it no attention. It was part of the landscape of his birth. His ancestors had emigrated from England more than a century earlier, and he was no more startled than a fisherman spotting a shark as the daily catch was pulled in. He was lean, with dark hair and squint lines at the corners of his eyes, earned by a life spent in the sun. At 42, he sometimes wondered whether he'd chosen to live in the bush, or the bush had chosen him.